Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger, and I'm here with Jason McDaniel, who's running for the Board of Education out of the Western District. Jason, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you.
For sure. Hey, can you share a little bit about your background and maybe what's motivated you to run for the Board of Education this cycle?
Yeah, since I turned 18, I've worked in public service. I started off as a dispatcher, Grafton Police Department back in 97. Went on to Taylor County 901 briefly whenever it first started. Left there, went into the fire service for 22 years, EMS for 18 years, and then back into the Harrison Taylor County 901 Center in Bridgeport for the last 15 years. Main reason I'm running for Board of Education is I just think there needs to be some changes. Not with the system itself, just there needs to be different people involved. I think there should be a term limit actually on Board of Education. It shouldn't be a career position. But I think schools need to be all equally looked at, make improvements academically to every school, to every facility needs upgrades. I mean, they're just now replacing bleachers at the middle school this coming summer that's been there since the school opened in 93. But I just look forward to, if I do get elected, to work with the current board members, whoever's there after the election, to improve the Taylor County school system and leave it in a better place than what I found.
It sounds good. So what do you see as the primary responsibilities of a board member?
The primary responsibilities of the Board of Education members are to oversee every aspect of the Board of Education, maybe facilities, academics, athletics, you know, making sure that the grounds are upkept, making sure that, you know, every school complies with state rules and regulations. And I don't think that that's been an issue of lack of that happening now, but I just think there needs to be fresh eyes brought in, a fresh outlook and ways to improve Taylor County as a whole, because we've got kids leaving on a regular basis that transfer to Bridgeport or transfer to Mon County or to Marion County. And it's kind of disheartening whenever I know at least 18 students in the last 3 years that have transferred to another county just because they felt they had to in order to get a better education, or in a couple instances, better athletic chances at other schools.
Gotcha. So how would you measure, how should we measure the success of a board member's tenure?
I think it boils down to what is able to be accomplished. Like, I don't think it's necessarily a new elementary school or new schools in general, but they just need to show improvement. And I think that has happened. The big thing on that they can all attach their name to is the new Anna Jarvis, the ones that are currently there. But they're, I mean, each board member, from what I can tell over the last several years, has found their one project and tried to push for that and try to make it their own, which is great. But you need to get the whole board together and just make sure the whole school system, the whole county itself, is progressing, not just this one entity or this one project, or it just needs to be countywide, not just for one thing or one school.
So kind of dialing into that a little bit then, what specific actions or initiatives would you prioritize that you think would enhance the quality of education in our county?
You have to look at retaining educators. Just at the middle school alone, since my son's been here, they've lost, I think, 7 or 8 teachers in the last 2 years that have went either out of county or out of state. And Taylor County is one of the lower paid counties in North Central West Virginia for teacher service personnel. They've got to look at that. I mean, you've got to stay proactive as far as salaries go. You've got to stay within striking distance of surrounding counties. I mean, we ran into that with EMS. We had to raise starting pay around here to compete with Harrison, Mon, Marion, other counties. So, I mean, they've got to look at ways to retain teachers and service personnel. And I mean, I personally know five or six bus drivers that live in Taylor County but work in other counties just because the pay's significantly better.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, looking at the macro, then, just of your vision for what is your vision for the future of education in this county?
I would like to see, even if it's after, if I only serve one term or however many terms, I would like to see there be growth in vocational, which the high school does have a very good and very high standard vocational program, may it be at United Technical Center or the stuff they do at the high school. But I'd like to see some of the vocational stuff move down into trickle down into the middle school, maybe eighth grade, to give them a little bit of a start into something like that. I would like to see there be advances with the academics as a whole, that, I know of a family member of mine lives in Tennessee. They down there, they have all kind of preparation for the state standardized testing, where they take basically a whole week to get students prepped for the testing. I'm not 100% sure how they do it here in Taylor County. I know it's different with my son because of his autism. But I think they need to prep the students in advance for, like, pretty hard the week before the standardized testing. As you get into high school and you start deciding if you're going to go college or military or vocational, once they decide that track, give them every opportunity they have to excel in that track. Not saying that they don't now, but I mean, if they're not, then you press hard to give every student in this county the opportunity to be as ready as they can for whatever they choose to do once they're done with their education.
Yeah, makes sense. So, and you may have already touched on some of this, but so what tangible outcomes from your vision, what tangible outcomes do you think that you would hope to achieve that we could look at and point to and say, here's some tangible outcomes from this vision?
I would like to see all this, the middle school work hand in hand with the high school to get students ready to transition from the middle school to the high school, other than just, the one or two little events they do. Like, I think they need, because that's a big transition from the elementary school system here. When you've got, a couple hundred kids in a school, you come to the middle school where you got 600, 700 kids, and then you go to the high school where you've got, 700, 800 kids. I would like to see some type of, even if it's just high school admin and some teachers coming to the middle school to kind of get acquainted with the kids during this, an assembly or something in the gymnasium. And I would also like to see, excuse me, I'd really like to see, the honors programs that we have at the high school. I see a lot of kids get, inducted in National Honor Society or the Vocational Honor Society, and then you never really see anything after that. I'm not saying it's the school's fault. It might just be something they don't publicize with the media, but students thrive on recognition. I don't care if it's for athletics, academics. We need to do whatever we can to try to boost these kids' egos and their attitudes and make them better people in general, not just worry about if they're passing a class.
Yeah. So looking kind of transitioning to the conversation we could have hours on, which is our challenges, but also our opportunities in the county. And so we'll talk about both of those. Let's talk about challenges first. What do you believe is maybe the most pressing educational issue facing our county? And as a board member, how might you address that?
Like I said, I think a big issue with, and it's not really education, but within the education system is the pay. We've got to find a way to increase our teachers and service personnel's pay to keep it close to other counties. I also think there's kind of a deficiency within special education training. Like there are special education teachers, aides that are fantastic, but I think any school that has, and I'm going to use middle school for an example, they've got several special education students. Some that are very high functioning, some that are, a little bit lower. But outside of those special education teachers, even though they attended special education training throughout the summer, don't know how to properly handle a child once they have maybe autism, they have a meltdown or Asperger's. I'm not bashing the middle school because I spend a lot of time out here because of my child, and that they are trying at the middle school level, but I think the Board of Education needs to make sure middle school, high school, elementary school, that these teachers are given every opportunity to be prepared for anything. Because with like my son, he'll get overstimulated and frustrated, gets a little angry, can be calmed down normally fairly quickly. There's some kids that I know that do not get calmed down very quickly and can get, and a lot of the teachers don't know how to handle. I mean, the ones I've talked to and the times I've came out here for my son, I've been able to, kind of give them different ideas and different things to try whenever one of the special education kids do act out. And that's just one of the deficient things I've seen, not just here, pretty much in every school in the county that I've been through as, or been in as a visitor or whatever. Also, I think that teachers, and this is not a bash on the teachers, teachers and students both need to learn to work together. I've witnessed it out here. Teachers try and then students just kind of blow them off, and that falls back on stuff outside of the school system, obviously. But right now, the middle school, from what I've got to witness the last few years, especially this year, have a very good group of teachers. And you see them interacting with the kids throughout the day, and it's great. And I just hope to see that continue and build, and hope that floods down into other schools and everything, just in a whole that the school system becomes like it, almost like it was when we were in high, like in school. You never really seen too many expulsions and fighting and all that. There was occasional, but I mean, the expulsion thing is a very bad issue right now. I mean, there's almost an expulsion hearing every other board meeting.
Yeah. What about on the other side, which are opportunities? I mean, we do have opportunities available to us in this county for our schools. So what would you see maybe as the most opportunistic moment for us or something to take advantage of?
After they get the Anna Jarvis thing situated, I mean, there's opportunities for the middle school is after that. Let's see, after they replace Anna Jarvis, I think Flemington's the oldest, and Anna, or then the middle school is the second oldest school. But you got a bunch of parents that volunteer out here at the middle school. They do all they can to make sure that the school stays, presentable. Like we football team painted the pavilion that's located outside of the band room last year. And you got several parents that chipped in and helped, pick up the grounds during the fall. And parent involvement has been a good asset. And as far as like new opportunities with the Board of Education, I just think they need to look at different areas in the county. Like there really needs to be, and I hate to harp on this because everybody will think it's personal, but it's not. They really need to find, an area within the county, and the Board of Education is what I'm talking of, not like county commission, but they just need to find a piece of property, get some athletic fields, baseball fields, soccer fields built, because you got every sporting team between the middle school and the high school trying to share football fields, and the football field for soccer, and then baseball field for baseball. And I understand that, the high school field luckily is artificial turf, and we've got a great facility there. And but to get some of that use off of that field, it would be beneficial to have, you know, the middle school have a soccer field or a not really a football field, but soccer field, baseball fields that they could alleviate some of that use off of the high school. And I think that would be an opportunity, not just to benefit the middle school, but to benefit, you know, youth sports and travel sports throughout the summer. And there's a lot of opportunity for growth in Taylor County as far as the Board of Education schools facilities. And I would love to see us have, you know, give our kids the same opportunity with the facilities and with the schools as, you know, surrounding counties do.
Yeah, makes sense. So you've mentioned a couple different times about engaging with parents and other community members. So I guess I would ask that specifically. How would you plan, if you're fortunate enough to win the seat on the board, how would you plan to engage with parents and teachers and students to ensure their voices are heard and incorporated into your decision making?
I mean, we've got social media. I've given my personal cell phone number out to probably no less than 60 people in the last 2 weeks. And I've been pretty diligent on returning text messages, voicemails, emails. I have no issue if I become a board member. I will show up at every school throughout the county on a regular basis. You know, tour that school, make sure things are being taken care of, make sure the facilities are being taken care of. And then any parent, student, now student, a little different. I'm not going to be talking to, you know, a 12-year-old kid on the phone. But if a student and a parent has concerns, contact me. I can meet you, maybe a board office at the school, somewhere in public. I have no issues sitting down talking to any parent, any student, any teacher, any, you know, support staff member, bus driver, custodian. They would have, I mean, I would let myself be accessible as much as possible.
Great. Well, we're about to close this thing out, Jason, but yeah. One question that I actually like this one. You know, can you share a favorite memory or a moment that reflects what you love about this community?
I just love the way this community comes together for anything. Doesn't matter if it's something tragic, if it was 2007 or 8 when the high school team won the state championship, everybody flooded Wheeling for the game, everybody followed them home, had the big, you know, Grafton and Taylor County has always come together. I mean, there might be their differences between, you know, back in the 90s, you had the big ordeal where Flemington consolidated with Grafton, and I was young enough to not really have to deal with all that, but Grafton and Taylor County is very unique. Like I said, no matter what the issue is or what the event is, we've always came together. We've always tried to make the community better. And that's what I hope for whoever the three people are that's elected to the Board of Education. They want to make things better and not just be there to be there.
It makes sense. Well, Jason, as is customary on this program, we give the last word to the candidate. So what message would you want to leave with voters?
If you guys would like to see a change in the within the County Board of Education, you got three opportunities this year. There's two full-term seats, one two-year term seat to fill an unexpired term. Do your research on your candidates. Reach out and talk to them. Go to your Meet the Candidate event, which will be April 19th at the Senior Citizen Center. But do your homework, vote for who you think will do the best, and hopefully I'm one of the three, and I will do my best to, you know, support the county, the students, teachers, parents, and make it better than what it was when I rallied.
All right, Jason McDaniel, running for the Board of Education out of the Western District. Jason, thanks for coming on the program, and good luck on the election.
All right, thank you, Alex.